We're doing our best, but this other order is taking the time.
Oh, which is this?
The red plastic with the green buckles and 27 holes in each belt is crazy.
Oh, let me see that order. Red plastic, green buckles, 37 holes in each belt. Must be Miss Sugar. Who would place such an order?
Oh, it doesn't say.
We'll find out right away. I must know.
That was an excerpt from For Whom the Bell Tolls. Now in our series, a film worth remembering, which is more than can be said for the next half hour.
However, if you're seeking relief from some of the more sordid things in life, then switch off quick. Because here's a sort of radio show which is beyond our ken. Among those taking part are Miss Anthrope, Monsieur Armand Dicing, the Right Honourable Sir Marchmont Thackersley Mellifont, high-class fire-eating, the Serviette and Paper Doily Cart Opera Company, Miss Caroline Catapult.
She's there, self-gown.
To continue, Lionel Bartok, Russ Preeny, and of course, Mr. Kenneth Horne, who prefers to remain anonymous. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Horne.
Good evening. Welcome to Beyond Our Ken, the show which prides itself on giving listeners everything they deserve. In other words, if you listen to us, it serves you right, doesn't it? Well, I've had a very eventful week. On Monday, I got annoyed. Well, I'd never had annoyed before. I didn't know what to do with it, so I took it to the RSPCA. And they said, that's a nice little annoyed. Very rare. You don't often see annoyed. Plenty of livids about, but not annoyed. How did you come by it? And I said, well, I didn't buy it. It just arrived. Just then a policeman came in and said, what's this? And I said, it's annoyed. And he said, well, it looks quite happy to me. And I said, yes. Yes, it is happy, but it's still annoyed. To which he replied,
oh, stop hanging it out like that.
On Tuesday. Now, well, I'd done my washing on Monday and wanted to dry it, so I put it on the line. But it started to rain and I didn't know what to do. However, my next door neighbor gave me some very good advice when he said,
stop hanging it out like that.
On Wednesday, well, things really started to happen. Now, some of our regular listeners may recall that last year I was involved in the very first festival of music and culture of Giggleswade. And I was invited to their second festival this year. Well, I'd got no previous engagements, unfortunately. And, well, they made it rather awkward for me not to accept. I think what decided me was the way Councillor Percival Potts put it on the telephone.
Mr. Horne, without you, our festival would be absolutely nothing.
Oh, precious, really, I mean to say it.
No, it's true, Mr. Horne. Everyone in Giggleswade is depending on you.
Well, look, I'd love to come
here,
but...
Mr. Horne, there's one other little thing I'd like to mention.
What's that?
If you don't support us, the world will know about Gladys.
So I accepted. On Wednesday, went up to Giggleswade for the final preparations, and I was supposed to meet the organizers at the station hotel. Now, according to the motoring book, it's no stars, but a whole series of question marks. Anyway, I arrived at the hotel just after 2 o'clock, in time for a typical British welcome from the manager.
You're too late for lunch.
But please, I'm starving.
Oh, sorry, we finish at 2. It's now 3 minutes past. Now, I can't stand here arguing. You'll have to excuse me.
Oh, all right. By the way, where are you going?
I'm off to have my lunch. Ta-da.
Oh, dear. Well, I better go into the lounge and meet the festival committee.
Oh, there he is. Hello, Miss Orr.
Ah, Councillor Potts.
So glad you could come.
Well, I could hardly refuse.
No, I think you know everybody, Alderman Gray.
Welcome to glorious Giggleswade. And once again, his ever open arms greet you with abundant hospitality. Have a shandy.
Oh, that's most kind of you. Thank you.
And then, of course, our Lady Myrrh, Frieda Winchbody, J.P.
And in planting this tree, I should like to
No. You've got the wrong
occasion again, then.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I hope you've managed to line up a good show for this evening.
Always a positive feast of talent. In fact, Mr. Owen, I'm not boasting, but I shouldn't be at all surprised if after this show we don't get hundreds of offers all asking us to go somewhere.
It's exciting. I can hardly wait for that curtain to go.
And in unveiling this statue,
oh,
I like...
Oh, there's a good myrrh. Go and play with your yo-yo.
Mr. Owen, I might say that this year's festival is full of surprises.
Oh, yes.
Apart from your good self, we've also engaged the services of a delightful artiste, a very glamorous show business personality I'm sure you'd like to meet.
Yes.
She's here now. Come on, love. Oh, you'll never guess who it is.
Well, go on, surprise me.
It's Jill Day.
Well, now, Jill, what are you going to sing at this concert?
Well, it goes something like this. Life's great, life's grand, future all grand, no more thousand skies. How am I riding, riding high? Someone I love, mad for. My love, so long until your goodbye. How am I riding, riding high, floating on a starlight ceiling, doting on the cards I'm dealing, floating because I'm feeling so happy. I'm walking on air and I'm having a care so blown. Sing songs, ring bells.
Jill, see you later. Well, now, Alderman, I think I'd better rehearse my piece again before tonight. But, by the way, where am I on the bill?
Oh, I've got a program, but I think you're number 11.
No, number no. 5, or is it 9?
Wait a minute, it's 4 or 14.
Of course, it could be 1.
Bingo!
Oh. Oh, somebody do something about the mayoress. Pull her chain, Percy. Well, Mr. Hall, let's get going then. Come on.
Hold on, Frieda.
Oh, is it the last waltz?
Gee,
shall we have it together?
I don't know. She'll have to go.
What about that man with the ball?
She looks as if she ought to have gone some time ago, didn't she? Well, goodbye all. See you at the concert tonight.
Second Giggleswade Festival of Music and Culture. And here is your compere, our very own Percy Potts.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is indeed a proud moment. I'm sure that those of you who remember our first concert last year won't be here tonight. But to those of you who is, welcome to our magnificent civic theatre. We are very indebted to Messrs. Odd and Fig for supplying the props, without which this building might have collapsed. For our very beautiful sequined curtains, our grateful thanks go to Miss Alma Colgan. And a special word of thanks to the Giddleswade Girls' Choir for their splendid cooperation. They've nothing to do with the show, but they've been most cool. Now to our glittering production, and to get us off to a flying start, we're going to have a rousing community song. And to lead us in it, a very gracious lady of the nobility, known for her good work at the Sailor's Rest Home. Lady... I give you Lady Amelia Pugh Shuffington.
What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? I'll lie in the morning. All together now.
Hooray!
And up she flies. Hooray! And up she flies.
I thought you said she was ghost. She's terrifying.
I know. We've got to get her off quick. I know. Get the wire down, hook it onto her tiara, and then hoist her up out at will.
That's a good idea.
Now, as loud as we can, put her in the scuppers with the whole fire.
He's firing up somebody. He's going to pull it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry Lady Armelia had to fly off like that. She just remembered a previous engagement. In more serious vein now, a few offerings from the Gittlesweight Poetry Lover Circle. And first, may I be permitted to regale you myself with this very humble offering. Born again. What is it makes an empire rise upon its feet again? What is it makes us fight back after chill, fear, and pain? What is it tells us to despise all actions mean and rotten? What is it drives us on and on? Oh, and here's a very special poem from our youngest member, Councillor Robinson's talented little daughter, Gwen Quinn.
Johnny Brown is only 5, but he wants with me. Suddenly the other day, he pinched me on my knee. Then he pinched my cheek. And then I had to make him stop. Mother would be furious. He pinched my lollipop.
Oh, she's with it as our Wendy. So we come to one of the high spots of our festival, a song dedicated to our fur city and sung for us by our honored guest, Mr. Kenneth Horn, a highly polished artist.
Well, thank you, Hilda. I'm a steel smelter from Gigglesweight, and oh, how I smelt my steel. There's a saying that's current in Gigglesweight, you can smelt a good steel by its feel. You can giggle and guffaw in Gigglesweight. But it's British and sound as a bell. There's only one snag about Gigglesweight. Thank you. It's got such a terrible smell. What's more, it's terribly difficult to spell. G-I-double-G-L-E-S.
tribute. Yes, many things have been said about Gittlethwaite. And if there's one thing about us, we're go ahead. We move with the times, and that's why we've come right up to date with this next number, which we are confident will get into the top 350. And here to tell you more about it, Alderman Gray.
Well, there's a little number I wrote one night in my barn. Now, it may not be much good, but at least it's clean. To put this number over properly, we've had Ilda augmented. Yes, and here's young Ricky Livid, backed by a special Gigglesway singing group, the Giggle Knits. So let's get swinging. Running backwards to misery.
Whoa, whoa, and hey, hey.
Dying in my cup of tea.
Whoa, whoa, and hey, hey.
When you went away, I laughed like a train. Then you went and said you'd come back again. Filled me full of
whoa, whoa, and hey, hey.
The world is full of pretty girls sent from heaven above, and I make no bones about it. I'm looking for someone to love. Misery,
whoa, whoa, and yay, yay.
Diabolical liberty,
whoa, whoa, and yay, yay.
Love has to be, but not with us, cause you've got a face like the back of a bus.
Whoa, 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 and yay, yay.
Finale, we are to have a musical treat, provided by our two local brass bands, the Luffingham Colliery Silver Prize Band and the British Railways Parcel Sorting Office and Permanent Way Colony. They are going to join forces to play Blaze Away, and at the same time, they are to treat us to a display of intricate marching and counter-marching. They will, of course, march onto the stage from Hopperside directions, the members of the Luffingham Colliery Band treading their way through the ranks of the British Railways Band and vice versa. Ladies and gentlemen, our finale.
Confidence in show business, the Fraser Hayes Four.
There is a tavern in the town, and there my true love sits him down, and drinks his wine with laughter free, and never ever thinks of me.
Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let this parting grieve thee, and remember that the best of friends must part.
Adieu, kind friends, adieu. I can no longer stay with you. I'll hang my harp on the weeping willow tree, and may the world go well with thee. wide and deep, put tombstones at my head and feet, head and feet. On my breast, carve a little turtle dove to signify I died of love, hang my harp on a weeping willow tree, and may the world go well with thee. I'm hanging my harp on a willow tree, and may the world go well with thee.
And so to the Kenneth Horne documentary feature, Hornorama. Yes, once again, Kenneth Horne and his team of investigators bring you a factual report on topics of immediate interest. And this week we present a close-up on art. Are modern painters too daring?
Or do they know where to draw the line? First, let's speak to the well-known contemporary artist, Leonardo da Vinci.
To be amongst you.
Tell us so briefly, how do you achieve your particular artistic effect?
Certainly. Well, first I spread the canvas on a floor, then I slip on some frogman's flippers, slot them into the various paints, and skate slowly across the canvas. The finished canvas is a mat of reds, blues, greens, cerises, yellows, etc., etc.
Yes, very gay, I think.
Oh, indeed, yes, very gay. I must say, I do appreciate it. It makes a nice, colourful splash.
Now, here's a remarkable old gentleman. Good evening, sir. Good evening.
Good evening to you, too, sir.
Now, you're quite an art lover, I believe.
I'm very glad to be here.
Good, yes. You're quite an art lover, aren't you?
Aye.
An art lover.
Oh, yes, yes. I've got hundreds of pictures all around my walls.
Really, really? Yes. Is there room for them all?
Oh, well, they're only postcard size, you understand.
I believe you've been dabbling yourself recently.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. Every day for the past few months, a beautiful young lady model has been coming to my studio.
Oh, I see. And is the painting finished?
No, said anything about painting.
More and more people are taking up art, and even for the very beginner, there is the basic simplicity of painting by numbers.
Hello, Rodney.
Hello, Charles.
Well, what do you think of my latest effort? Figure reclining.
You're simply divine. Oh, yes, you've got it out of the Rembrandts there.
Incredibly easy, too. It's all done by numbers, you know. Each section of the figure is numbered and corresponds with its color scheme.
What a wonderful idea.
I must have another look at the painting. No, I'm too near. One must get back to appreciate it.
Rodgers, be careful of the stairs. I made that mistake myself.
What happened?
I fell 8 over 22.
Finally, we turn to our panel of experts in Hornorama who are ready to discuss a random question on this week's topic. And it comes from...
Peter Purvis. Does the team consider that the existentialist approach to tone values is consistent with a multidimensional art form?
Thank you, sir. Well, now, a tool.
No comment.
Oh, now you must hold some views on this.
I'm afraid I don't. Mind you, it's not that I don't understand the question. Oh, no, no. It's just that, honestly, I don't know anything about engineering.
The question is about art.
Oh, well, that's different.
Well, that's good. Now, then, do you consider the existentialist approach to tone values as consistent with a multidimensional art form?
No comment.
Oh, all right, Beverly.
Well, of course, the ramifications of this question go far beyond the ideological differences between the two leading schools of thought.
Well, you can say that again.
Very well, I will. The ramifications...
Got your cake, old man.
Continue, Beverly.
Thank you. Let me be the first to say, in all sincerity, that my knowledge of art is rather profound. I suppose the pictures that have given me most pleasure are those Mabel Lucely Atwood drawings. I also have a likeness for Matisse and some of Picasso's naughty pictures.
Naughty?
Yes, his blue period.
Fanny Haddock, let's hear from you on this, can we?
Well, of course, a good painting is rather like a good meal. It should be remembered a long time afterwards. Personally, I prefer the older school, as I've got a couple of old masters at home. Apart from Johnny, that is. And they are really magnificent. I know whenever any new visitors come to the house, they all want to see my Botticelli.
Arthur Fallowfield, now what's your opinion of a good painting?
Well, I think the answer lies in the oils. Well, now, that may have surprised some of you, but I happen to be a very keen lover of art. You know, one of the painters I admire most is Cézanne. Now, he seems to me to have a very whimsical touch. In all his work, one detects the good humor of the artist. If you ask me, I think Cézanne is a funnyful man. Yes, Cézanne is a funnyful man.
Hey, Carfield.
What's that?
Do you paint yourself?
No, I prefer canvas. Of course, I have done quite a few murals around the village.
How very interesting. Is it possible to see them?
No, I'm afraid they've washed most of them off the walls. It's really a pity, because there was one idea.
Yes, thank you very much. Well, that's the end of our Art to Art talk this week. There'll be another Horner on the next week when the subject will be women's skirts. Do they really look shorter, or do men just look longer? Also in next week's program, we shall be having a talk given by a wild duck entitled The Bird's Eye View of Peter Scott. So until next week at the same time, this is Kenneth Horne saying goodbye for now and leaving you with this thought from our listener in Nottingham. Is the dustman's girlfriend necessarily a collector's piece? Good night. You have either been listening to or have just missed Beyond Our Ken, a sort of recorded radio show in which you heard Kenneth Horne, not to mention Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddick, Betty Marsden, Bill Pertwee, Jill Day, the Fraser Hayes Four, and the BBC Variety Orchestra conducted by Paul Fennelly. Eric Menneman wrote the script, and the show is produced by Jakes Brown.
Williams, broadcast by permission of Michael Codron, and Hugh Paddick by permission of H.M. Tennant Limited.